28 degrees now. It's 8:09. Good morning to you. Good morning and welcome to my guest. Joining me is author and dad and all-around neat guy, Jason Gellert. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Hello, Kate. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm so glad you joined us, especially today, because you wanted to talk about something that's very near and dear to your heart. I'll let you introduce it. Go ahead.
Thank you, Kate. Yes, I'm associated with the Down Syndrome Association of the Hudson Valley as program coordinator. I have a daughter who has Down syndrome, so we've been very active in the community. And tomorrow is World Down Syndrome Day, 3/21, to celebrate the uniqueness and diversity of our communities all across the globe and the world. So wear the silly socks, wear blue and yellow. Those are our colors, share your stories, your pictures, all your successes. We have a lot of successes here in Hudson Valley with our Down syndrome community, from our buddy walk every year to we're having a big party next weekend at Mahoney's to celebrate it. And we just have a great group of families and friends, and it's a huge day. So I appreciate you giving me the chance to talk about it a little bit.
Yes, sure. Is there a website that people can go to for more information?
Yes, it's dsahv.org.
DSA for Down Syndrome Awareness. Okay.
HV for Hudson Valley. .org. And everything is on there. Upcoming events, how you can become a member, how you can become a volunteer. We are looking for board members as well as volunteers. So if you have a tie to the community with Down syndrome, family member, friend, and you want to join our board, there's information on how to do that on the website as well. There's also a contact email on there that will lead you directly to me. So any questions that anyone has, I'll be more than happy to answer and guide everyone in the right direction.
Okay. So now, when's the first event? I wasn't making notes or anything. When is the first event for World Down Syndrome Day? Is there an event tomorrow?
A lot of the schools this week are doing stuff, which is okay. Cool. My daughter, who teaches in Beacon, her class wore silly socks to support, they have a Down syndrome student in their class. So they did that to support, support him, which was great. So whatever little things like that everyone's doing throughout the schools and stuff like that, it's greatly appreciated. We're having a members only event at Mahoney's next Saturday, the 28th.
Okay.
That'll be a paid member to attend. And then we're having a members only Easter egg hunt in April that we're doing. So we got some things lined up. We have the ball game that we do at Renegade Stadium coming up in June. We do that every year. And then our annual buddy walk in October over in Marlboro at the Clewitt Shantz Memorial Park.
Okay.
So, and all that's going to be posted on our website. And aside from that, we just help local families, navigate through everything. My other daughter, she's a nurse in NIC unit in Vassar. So she helps us if there's brand new babies coming through. To help them get the right, support and information and guidance. So that's what we do.
Mostly, it seems like, tell me if I'm wrong, what you do is you support families with Down syndrome children, because you probably have stories to tell about how your life has been changed. And
yes,
you help them realize it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. It's a lot of, time and effort and work with all the physical therapies and doctor appointments and dedication, but it's worth it. Totally. They brighten up everyone's day, happy. They love you. They have so much love to share. It's amazing. We even also have, young adults who are thriving and, college classes and jobs and there's a gentleman down on Long Island who has his own sock company, John's Crazy Socks. So, it's,
So Crazy Socks doesn't mean like just loud socks, it means you should wildly mismatch your socks tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm on
however
it.
You want to do them. You mismatch them, different colors, different designs.
Tuck your pants into your socks, maybe.
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. I'm into different socks. I'll keep that in mind. And
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, most of us probably wear mismatched socks anyway throughout the course of the week. But
well, if you get dressed in the dark,
Yeah. Tomorrow's the day to do it.
Okay. Okay. And you're available if someone needs to reach out and say, all right, I have a friend or family member who doesn't know what to do for their Down syndrome child. You can step right in and help them out, right?
Yep. I can do that. And my amazing board, I have amazing board members as well. I've been through everything. So we're well versed. So through all of us, we can definitely offer the guidance and support and encourage, you know, families come to events and network with other families and share experiences and stories and help each other. And that's kind of what we're all about.
And do you want to give a plug to Furnace Hills Coffee?
Furnace Hills Coffee is located, I believe down in Maryland. And if you order coffee from Furnace Hills, they donate to whatever local buddy walk you're part of. So that's a pretty cool thing. So if I order it, they'll donate to my buddy walk. If somebody down in Texas orders from them, they'll donate to their buddy walk. It's a pretty cool thing that they do. And it's employed by, I believe his Down syndrome daughter is the coffee maker down there, you know, gets everything ready with the grinding of the beans and stuff like that. So it's a pretty cool outfit.
Yeah, I noticed it on your website. Now, Jason is also an author of a couple dozen books, and I want to talk to you about your books, too. Can you hang out for a couple minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. We're going to be right back. It's 28 degrees now, 816 at Wall Radio, and we will be right back. It's 8:19. Good morning to you. And we're chatting this morning with Jason Gellert, who is a devoted dad and works with the Down Syndrome Awareness Association. But he's also a local author. And I guess you specialize in horror, right?
Yes, that seems the genre that I've fallen into over the last 20, 25 years or so, yes.
And your website says you have a horror Funko collection. What have you got?
Yes, I have many. I have all the standards to start off with. Jason, Freddy, Chucky, Mike,
yeah.
Ghostface, Trick or Treat Sam, the Abigail girl, ballerina from the movie, Predator, Jaws.
Wow.
Big Jaws collection. American
Funko,
Wolf in London.
With the big heads and the oversized eyes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Cool stuff. Tell us about your books.
My books are very unique. They cover a lot of different, avenues in horror. I have short stories, flash fiction. I have a nice shark novel, Red Triangle, based on my love for Jaws. And that's one of the best-selling ones of my collection. Also have Jeremiah Black and Immortal Hitman for the Devil. He appears in a series of stories spanning the last 10 years or so. Also have a werewolf trilogy that I wrote way back when. I'm trying to reboot it and get that off the ground again. And then just some new stuff that I'm working on here and there. So, I kind of like to be all over the map a little bit.
I'm
a little taste of everything.
I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking at the book covers. Who does the artwork?
Some of them are done by my publisher. The later ones are done. I have a cover artist that I met on through the Facebook author groups. Christy Aldridge.
There is no doubt what the genre is when you look at the artwork. It's beautiful and terrifying.
Yes. Thank you. And one of my good friends, David Pretsch from my high school days, he did the website. So he did a really great job on that. So I want to thank him for that as well. So
And your
he made a lot.
website is?
JasonGehlert.com.
Very good. Spelled
H.
Gehlert.
Yep.
And what's the most recent book you did?
It's called Terrarium. It's a short story.
Terrarium.
Yes, it's the aquarium on the front of my webpage. It's like a survival game show in a massive billion-gallon aquarium. So it was a unique venture. I researched aquariums and fish and all that. So it's a nice little piece. And then I'm working on a longer piece, a novel, trying to get that off the ground as well.
All right, and your work is available on there's links to Amazon,
Yes.
but people really you'd want them to start by going to your website and seeing all the books that you've written, right?
Yeah, they can head to the website, check them out there. They go to Amazon. I also have a merchandise store if they want merchandise. And then I have a podcast if they wanted to go to Spotify and check that out as well. And then I'm also on Substack as well. I have been writing some new poetry over there. So it's getting back in the swing of things.
In all directions, you're doing a lot of work. Plus, you have a young daughter as well. Congratulations on being a dad again since the last time you and I
Thank you.
spoke. Yes.
Yes, yeah, darling little Penelope. Yes, she's great and wonderful, and my daughter Kara is a great big sister to her, and it's been a wonderful experience.
You are a devoted family dad. I mean, it shows.
Well,
It
thank you.
shows. Okay.
Appreciate that.
So once again, we want to remind people that tomorrow is World Down Syndrome Awareness Day, and please wear mismatched socks and find a way to volunteer if you can. They really could use a little bit of help. Go to the website, which was dsahv.org. Is that right? Did I remember it right?
That's right. Yeah, you
Ah,
remembered it.
wow.
You stuck the landing.
Jason, thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to tell me about that we didn't get to?
No, I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate Wall Radio for giving me the opportunity to talk about my books, talk about Down syndrome, and to be a part of the community. So thank you.
Happy to have a spotlight shine on you. Anybody who's written a book has my utmost respect, and plus all of the great work you're doing for Down syndrome people. Thank you. Jason Gaylert on Wall Radio. We appreciate you. Come back sometime and visit. And it's 8:24 now. Lots of time to slip more music in before the news at 8:30, starting with In Excess.